Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. We have made it. Welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Yes, it's the 21st of August, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Die, Flash, die. Well, at least that's what Amazon is trying to do. Yes, Amazon is no longer going to accept flash ads on Amazon.com. Thank goodness. This news comes from the article on Amazon's technical guidelines page saying that the change is a reaction to recent measures browsers have taken to help kick flash to the curb. You might remember Chrome back in January. They started testing a feature that automatically pauses unnecessary flash content. And then, just last month, Mozilla actually disabled Flash in Firefox because of security concerns. Not to mention all those extra vulnerabilities and slowing down your computer at the same time. I'm sure Adobe will try to hang on to it for as long as they can, but please, let it die already. Saving URLs just got a little easier for you if you're using Dropbox today. Now you can easily just drag and drop right into your desktop app from the website itself. Then, of course, you know how it goes. Once you got them synced up, then you can grab them from anywhere. Dropbox is saying the feature is a lot more useful and user-friendly, especially if you're working on a team project. So all members will be able to save and access each other's sources regardless of their default browsers. So if you're a Dropbox user, start dragging away today. Well, now that so many companies are, you know, letting beta firmware kind of come out and let people test it, well, Sony's going to join that race now with their soon-to-be big PS4 update. Yes, that's right. Sony has opened up its PlayStation 4 software beta program to anybody, even the hackers. It'll let users sign up for early test versions of the new system firmware before it's actually released to the general public. Beta testers, of course, will get the first version of what Sony calls the next major system software upgrade for the PS4, starting in early September. Now, if you're really gutting to try this out, well, you better be fast. Get on over to PlayStation.com and get signed up now, because Sony is warning that the space for the program is very limited. Popcorn time. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we all know that that's that naughty little illegal service, yes. And all the more the people shouldn't be doing it. But here's another thing to add to that list. Don't tell people exactly how it works. Why? Because you're going to end up in jail, at least if you're in Denmark. Oh yes, Danish police have arrested two men in their 30s for running sites that help people use Popcorn Time. Danish police have also taken down PopcornTime.dk and Popcorn-Time.dk too. Now, according to the folks over at Torrent Freak, with the two men getting arrested, they were accused of distributing information on how to access illegal content online. The Danish fraud squad told media that the case was significant, as it has consequences, and also conveys the message that the behavior in itself is illegal. Kind of a little scary if you really think about it. They didn't distribute the content, they just said, hey man, this is how you go do it. Definitely make you think twice in the future if you're living in Denmark. Your friends come up to you and go, hey, you know, how can I watch? No, don't ask me that. I ain't going to no Denmark prison. And finally, I know it's Friday, but I'm about to bum out all our California listeners. Dude, you are sinking, man, and I'm not talking about in debt. Your whole freaking state is sinking, man. According to NASA, since California is pumping so much groundwater, the land is, in fact, sinking. In fact, in some places, the ground is sinking by 2 inches per month. That's scary. Now, this ground sinking apparently has been happening for decades in California, but now people are starting to realize that the rate of sinking, yeah, that's kind of alarming, isn't it? Now, since groundwater holds up the land and California's kind of in a drought right now, depleting that groundwater is, it's making it happen a lot faster. Now, in response to NASA's report, the California Department of Water Resources is urging people, get this, please pump less groundwater. Oh yeah, that's worked real well over the last decade, hasn't it? Who knows, maybe this is just a big conspiracy. Maybe Nevada and Arizona are in cahoots. They want oceanfront property for a change. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the BTN website. Hey, get caught up on a lot of podcasts over the weekend. You can do that at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Well, we are Friday, and the weekend is upon us. So we'll be back on Monday, getting you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, hope you have an excellent Friday. Have a fantastic weekend. And thank you so much for listening. Oh, shut up.